Ready is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest today is Barry Shamish, talking about, of course, the orange light flashing across the sky of Israel. He thinks it was an Iranian missile that was simply a warning to Israel that if Israel should attack Iran, that Iran would retaliate against Israel. But then, of course, we've always known that. I don't know why they needed, if that indeed is what this was. I don't need why they would need to send a missile over Israel. After all, it would have to go over American-controlled airspace. That would almost be an act of war on Iran's part. Maybe Barry's right, but there are other possible explanations. Anyway, let's go on from there, Barry.
Well, there are, but I got a phone call yesterday, and a very good one, by the way, from a woman who actually knew Iran, but she knew Iran via China. She had lived there with her husband for many years and told me tremendous stuff, by the way, which I'll make notes and sometime we'll talk about. But nonetheless, she said those missiles were Chinese. They were not Iranian Scuds. These missiles were traded for oil. She explained the oil market and how it's sinking quickly, and the Chinese are running out of oil, and the arrangement they had with Iran to supply more than missiles, by the way. But this is not just a guess. I try never to guess if I can avoid it. There was an orange light over Israel that disappeared, probably into the sea. I saw on TV, these missiles that Iran shot off made an orange light crossing the sky. It's half a guess, all right? It's a guess with evidence. But let's go to where there's real evidence, and that's the Kinneret, or what you call the Sea of Galilee, which is really the biblical term for the Lake Kinneret, and it is just a lake. But nonetheless, as we spoke about on this show, I remind you with I wouldn't call it pride, but I remind you anyways, that I said in July the Kinneret is going to slip to its lowest level in anyone's memory. There was a meeting on Tuesday with the Israeli Water Authority to announce that the Kinneret had dipped below the lower red line. And just so people understand, there are three lines of danger in the Kinneret. There's the upper red line, which you're not theoretically never supposed to touch. You're supposed to stop all pumping when it reaches the upper red line. They let it fall to the lower red line, which is unheard of. Now, just wait, because sometime this summer, probably within a month and a half, they're going to reach the line that we spoke about, the black line. Now, the black line, you cannot pump anymore. Number one, physically it's impossible. The pipes are above the water. But worse than that, if you pump any more water, the damage to the Kinneret will be irreversible. Now, this is a difficult concept and one that I happen to know about. In Israel, I wrote for numerous water magazines, including Water Power. It doesn't matter who I wrote for, I learned how the Kinneret works. Now, many years ago, in the early 50s, the Kinneret had another lake. It was called the Lake Hula, which filtered out all the salts and all the pollutants that came from the Upper Galilee. And clean water flowed into the Galilee. The Israeli government decided that it wants to give the kibbutzim there a little more land, so it drained the Hula, and the water, instead of flowing naturally into the Kinneret, went through two channels. They're now called Jordan River East and Jordan River West. Nonetheless, the Kinneret has no protection against massive amounts of salt.
Okay, but I think it's so important, that Barry, for our listeners to understand the reason that the Sea of Galilee is so low is because Israel had signed a treaty with Jordan many years ago in return for a peace treaty that they would give something like 50 or 55 million cubic feet of water to Jordan every year, and correct me if I'm wrong.
But 55 million cubic meters.
Cubic meters, all right. And that's why the water is so low, is because Israel is simply pumping the Sea of Galilee dry to fulfill their commitment to Jordan, which really doesn't make any sense, because Israel needs the water just as much, if not more, than Jordan does. So pick up the story.
Well, now we've entered a new realm. You're absolutely right, of course. And we spoke about this, that the peace treaty with Jordan involved cumulatively, for just one year, the Kinneret can lose 55 million cubic meters. 2 years, not so good. 3 years, not so good. This has been going on since 1994. So we're talking now 14 years of, I'm not a mathematician, but if you have a calculator, 14 years times 55 million is a lot of water. So you're absolutely right about that. Nonetheless, we have a situation where Israel is still probably pumping water to Jordan. Again, you're right about that, but I have a different subject right now, is what the Kinneret is. There are two large lakes in Israel. There used to be three. The Dead Sea is dead. It's all salt because it has no outlet, because of the evaporation and the lack of fresh water. The Dead Sea is dead. The Kinneret lives because of the snows of the Golan Heights, and it has an outlet, the lower Jordan River, going to the Dead Sea. Now, when you start pumping below the black line, the Kinneret becomes the Dead Sea. Little by little, not so little by little. There's a lot of water flowing in from what was the Hula Lake and also from springs surrounding the Kinneret. That place is going to become a second Dead Sea if they touch the water when it reaches the black line. The black line will be reached within a month and a half, 2 months maximum, where the Dead Sea really will become another Dead Sea.
And this is a frightening thing, because it will change the topography of Israel, for the foreseeable future. And very, very few people are talking about this, because, of course, the Sea of Galilee is such an important part of Jewish history and Jewish tradition. So you wonder why the leaders of Israel would have done something this stupid unintentionally. And it wasn't, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they're really in the process of destroying the land of Israel. Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't say they knew exactly what they were doing. There was a certain amount of hope for rainy winters, and there, let's put it this way, to get the peace treaty with Jordan, I spoke, while you're driving me backwards into this, the conversation, I had a long interview for the Gemini News Network with the actual negotiator of the peace treaty, the water part of the peace treaty with Jordan. He begged me by the end of the interview, he said, don't write that I was the murderer of the Kinneret. They told me what to do. We're giving away, he said, we're giving away, what was it, invisible water, non-existent water. The fact of the matter is the peace treaty was going to destroy the Kinneret over 20 years, maybe 30. It's now been less than 20 years, and the Kinneret this summer. And by the way, there's only one lake in Israel. Just so you understand this, there's no options. The other options in Israel for water are two aquifers. One is the mountain aquifer, which is now passing through the new Palestinian Authority, and they're polluting it to death. The other is a mountain aquifer, and if you pump that anymore, it's going to be salt water. The Mediterranean is going to take over the second aquifer along the seacoast. Look, you've got no alternatives in Israel. You need water. You need to drink it. You need to irrigate with it. occasionally you want to take a shower and do your dishes. They're running out now. The real thing, they're running out. Okay, that's the core of the matter, that the Water Authority announced on Tuesday it had reached the lower limits of pumpable water. Very shortly, if they pump any more water, Canaries will become the Dead Sea. Now, people have sent me pictures of Tiberias. Now, it used to be that your hotel, a lovely hotel, you walk outside, there is a pier where the Canaries laps against your hotel. And I've had many nice times there. I took my son there fishing. I caught a 20-pound catfish, which I couldn't bring up to shore. Today you have to walk a mile to get to the water. And they sent me the pictures of Tiberias. This is astounding that you're reaching the point shortly where everyone will be able to walk on the water. You'll be able to cross the, what you call the Sea of Galilee and I call the Canaries. You'll be able to walk across it very shortly. And that's the situation. It's now July. You've got 2.5 more months without rain. That lake is going to become a pond very, very shortly.
Well, of course, what will happen when the winters come and if the rains, if they do get good rain and a lot of snow up on Mount Hermon, what's going to happen then?
Nothing. You need 5 years of it to replenish the Canaries. At least 5 years of wet winters before that lake returns to normal. At the same time, you're still pumping out the water to Jordan, water that again doesn't exist. And, well, if a country doesn't have water, imagine how long that country is going to live. Now, what they're talking about is desalinization plants, which will only take, 5 years to build. And again, there are issues with that as well.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Gary.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. And, of course, you're not reading about this in the local newspapers, but the Sea of Galilee is really running out of water. And suddenly there's going to be a real crisis there. It's going to exist for many years to come. And it's going to have a profound impact on the availability of agriculture and certainly of even people living in Israel. Chronic shortage of water can create terrible, terrible problems. And, you know, they've known for 15 years this was going to happen. The man who Barry had interviewed 15 years ago had told him what was going to happen, and it's coming to pass right this very day. So pick up the story there, Barry.
Yeah, well, we spoke about, by the way, it's called the coastal aquifer. It's being filled with salt, and that was the alternative. The mountain aquifer is now being polluted by the Palestinians. They're dumping untreated waste into the... They don't treat any waste. So that aquifer is being gone. Now, we've spoken about all these issues way ahead of anyone else. Certainly, I covered what was... Well, you can call it a UFO wave, whatever you want to call it, but this meteor was not part of that wave. And I went to... Well, I did some searching. And everything happening in Israel is just coming, well, it's happening the way I said it would. Now, Olmert is gone. He was interviewed by the police yesterday for many hours. They're going to throw him out of the, they're going to actually indict him. Now, I want to tell you what's going on with terrorism and Olmert. And, well, folks, listen or don't listen, this is more truth. There was an interview in a British newspaper, I believe it was The Observer, but don't get me wrong, I have it and I'll write about it shortly. It was an interview with the chief of the Galilee Liberation Brigades, a homegrown Israeli Arab terror organization. Now, a lot of it made a lot of sense, unfortunately. They claimed that they were behind both recent Jerusalem terror attacks, including the front-end loader or bulldozer attack of almost a couple of weeks ago, and the March attack on the seminary Yeshivat HaRav. They said that they were behind those attacks. They claimed to have murdered two soldiers in 2003-2007, both murders are unsolved. That is a fact, and very, very disturbing to a lot of Israelis was the kidnapping in 2003 of 12-year-old Dana Bennett, who they call an IDF soldier, which is stupid. They kidnapped her, if they did, when she was 12 years old. she's been in their custody. God knows what the custody of Islamic terrorists must be like, but they claim she's alive, 17 years old, and they're holding her as prisoner. The problem with this is, number one, it means Israeli Arabs have got their own homegrown terror organization, and they are killing lots of people. The problem with Dana Bennett, if you're an Israeli parent, which I am, with the teenage children which I've got, is the thought of them being held by these Islamic terrorists for 5 years. She's not the same little girl. You can imagine the kind of slavery, and you can imagine. Forget it. You can just imagine. We won't describe it. And this is an Israeli terror organization run by Galilee Arabs. Now the question is, and they asked him, why doesn't the Israeli government expose you and declare a war against you? And this chief, whoever he is, he remains nameless, said that Israelis are too embarrassed to admit that their own people are murdering and kidnapping for the liberation, in their case, of the Galilee. Let me provide you with another alternative. Olmert, 2.5 weeks ago, survived a no-confidence motion in the Knesset. He and his party should have been thrown out of the Knesset, and there should have been new elections. Like, that makes a difference. But one thing kept Olmert alive. The Islamic Knesset members backed him. Without the Islamic Knesset members, who, by the way, support terrorism, support Israel's enemies, want Israel to disappear, without them, Olmert would not have survived the no-confidence motion. And when you ask why the Israeli government is not issuing a full-blown manhunt...
Hold that thought.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your videos, your DVDs, how they can get your books, how they can get onto your website.
Sure. My books, you go to www.lulu.com. When you get to lulu.com, there's a little box that says search. Write in my name, Chamish. That's Shamish. You'll get to my books. They're highly recommended. The website is BarryShamish.com. And now, as for the DVDs, they're not on Lulu, but I will gladly send them to you, and it's not very costly either. One of them is Return of the Giants, where I really did... serious work on an Israeli UFO wave that had nothing to do with this meteor, and you'll see why. Give me a call if you want it, and others, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now we go back to this insane situation where Israel is really teetering on the bridge, on the brink of disappearing. And look, when Iran sends a missile threat over Israel, you've got to understand, all this talk about attacking Iran, nobody seems to be talking about what Iran can do. Now, America no longer has an infantry force. They're all tied up in Iraq and even getting propaganda about how much better the situation is, and that the Iraqi people are now taking control of the government, all this crap. Okay, that's not the way the Middle East works. And unfortunately, I have a better view of the Middle East than apparently your government. If you do attack Iran, well, they can pulverize Israel. The Hezbollah and Syria, which is supplying the Hezbollah, can pulverize Israel with 40,000 missiles. But as for the United States, you just think about what it means that Iran attacks Iraq. They'll have to do it smart, because America will be reduced to only air power. That's all America will be reduced to. But just try and imagine that Iran spreads mines throughout the Persian Gulf. And don't forget, the ultimate tragedy for America and the world, the Iranians have Scud missiles. If you remember the SS Stark in 1989, where Saddam Hussein supposedly cut the American ship Stark in half with a Scud missile, imagine an entire aircraft carrier being attacked by missiles. Imagine the sinking of a whole carrier, which the Americans haven't suffered since Midway Island. Imagine what that'll do to the world. We're actually, I don't really even know where this is heading, but any one of those incidents, an attack on Israel, an attack on an American carrier by Iran, will be a disaster that will lead to people choosing sides, and you get another world war started. And this is happening right now in the Middle East. And what I was saying about Olmert before, Olmert is not chasing the Galilee Liberation Brigades unless he's doing it extremely quietly, because he owes his survival to Islamic enemies of Israel. Without the Islamic Knesset members, he would be gone by now.
But don't you think, Barry, that the reason that the police are talking about indicting Olmert is because there are some Jewish patriots there who realize they've got to get rid of Olmert or he's going to betray their country? And that is why, of course, the American Jewish fellow who had given a lot of the evidence against Olmert, and why the police over there are picking this up, because they've realized they have to get rid of Olmert if Israel is going to survive. What are your thoughts on that?
Boy, what a terrific view of Israel. I'll tell you, the Israeli police at a high level are so darn corrupt that to give them the credit out of patriotic reasons, they're planning to indict Olmert. I don't believe it for one second. What they have done to the Jewish people, the Israeli police, the pro-Arab, anti-Israeli police, I don't believe that. There are patriots and that Olmert is being interrogated because of patriotism. I think he's being interrogated because he's a crook. And the fact that he's not out of power is just testimony to the incredible influence of being prime minister. But he was always a crook.
But of course, Barry, we have crooks at the highest levels of our government here in the United States, but nothing is done to them. The government refuses to investigate them. They only investigate the people who are enemies of the state. So, you know, there has to be something else behind this investigation of Olmert other than the fact that he's a crook. I mean, he's been a crook all this time. They've known he was a crook. Why now, at this time in history, are they suddenly investigating him? Certainly, you know, that we know the things that go on at the highest levels of our government. Bill Clinton, I mean, gets, you know, donations of $100,000 from the Chinese communists. He gives them certainly the most important of our nuclear and our missile secrets. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Why wasn't he investigated? Well, it'd be very simply because they wanted to keep him in power. Obviously, somebody wants to get Olmert out of power, don't you think, or do you?
Look who's taking over. If Olmert goes, let's say next week, this has been announced in Israel, that the child molester, Chaim Rimon, takes over. Look, to put it crudely, you have a choice between cocky and pee-pee. You know, it's not like you're getting something better if Olmert goes. You're getting Chaim Rimon, who not a year ago was in court for child molesting. Well, all right, she was 18 years and 2 months. It was just mere molesting. He made the cut-off point. You don't get anything better in return. Okay, that's the issue. Look, I'm going to go into a related subject, but you want to talk the power structure of Israel. I did that last week when we talked about the 12 people who control 60% of Israel's economy, and I wrote about it this week. Two of them are Bronfman's. One is Chaim Saban. They're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. If you're an entrepreneur, you can't start a business in Israel. These people will, first they'll hurt you, and as the Reichman family in Toronto discovered, they will kill you if you get a little too powerful. Now I'm gonna quote from the Jewish media here, and I hate to do this, but I read a magazine, Thomas Friedman of the CFR, wrote an article on why Israel will survive. And the reason is that Warren Buffett put in many billions of dollars into an Israeli company called ISCAR, and that's going to save Israel. Well, I sent out an article today, 3 days ago, with a quote from The Economist talking about Israel's economy. All these stupid high-tech jobs produce no jobs. They're high high-tech industries that hire some programmers, but the Israeli economy is sinking. Now, I'm just going to remind you that Israel was once a leader in clothing. You might know Delta. It was a leader in food. You might remember Jaffa oranges. Go try and buy a Jaffa orange today. The orange groves are now real estate estates. The chemicals, the Dead Sea, all stagnant or declining. Israel's economy does not support the people, 31% of whom are malnourished, and that's from the government. But I'm going to give you the latest scam going on, that Israel signed a deal with Renault, and they're going to make Israel entirely an electric car company within a few years. They're going to set up recharging stations, 500,000 of them. Israel has no hydroelectricity. These cars have to be refueled with coal now, out of coal plants. Do you know how polluting coal plants are? You traded car exhaust for coal exhaust. I think I'd rather have the car exhaust. It's all a fallacy, certainly in the Jewish media in America, that Israel's economy is booming. Israel's economy is starving the people. You've got a situation now where it's a high-tech country. The problem is high-tech doesn't produce jobs. Manufacturing clothing and food and chemicals, they produce jobs, and they're all declining. Israel's productivity is less than half the United States. And you have to look at the situation, what they built. They created a monster there. And why the Arabs want to destroy Israel, all right, we can talk about that in another show. But the internal problems, in my opinion, were far worse than the external problems of Israel.
Okay. I think most people really think that Israel has a thriving economy, but you're saying that really isn't true.
Oh, Israel's economy is horrible. Like I say, 31% malnutrition, that's worse than Uganda. You have children who don't even come to school with a jam sandwich. They can't afford it. It is a complete fallacy that Israel's economy is thriving. It's a complete bust for most of the people. It's thriving at the very, very top, where, as I reported, 12 people own 60% of the public companies. Can you imagine America where 12 individuals own 60% of the industrial companies in the country? Well, that is a fact with Israel.
Well, of course, a few years ago, a fellow named Frederick Lundberg wrote a book called America's 40 Families, and he said 40 families ran America. Ambassador Gerard said about 50 families ran America. So, maybe some of the same families were over there in Israel, but go right ahead.
If that's true, by the way, that in America only 40 or 50 families run this vast economy, all I can say is you get someone else and get them on your show and expose this. It's not for me to do. I do Israel.
Okay, you do Israel. You do a good job with Israel. And believe me, we've brought these things out many times before for our listening audience. And one reason I love to have you on is the similarity between what's going on in Israel and what's going on here in the United States.
That's a bad one. All right. Like I say, if it's down to 50 families in America, you get on that case in a real hurry. It means that an entrepreneur can't fight these 50 families in America as well. And that's going to have its consequences. However, let's get back to Israel. It's never-ending horrible news. And by the way, people ask me, why don't you just do positive stories?
Yes.
The fact is, I used to do positive stories for major magazines worldwide, and then Israel signed the Oslo so-called peace accord and went straight down the tube, and its leaders started getting assassinated, beginning with Moshe Gurin and Yitzhak Rabin, a whole bunch more, ending with Sharon. The news suddenly turned very bad. when it signed peace with the Arabs in 1993, and I just changed my point of view to where I think the country is going.
Well, I think it's fascinating to see what's happening, and of course the similarities between Israel and what's going on in the United States. So you just keep giving us the information on what's really going on over there. This is what we want, because I think that Israel is pivotal to the things that are happening in the Middle East and the Near East today, and going to have a profound impact on what happens here in the United States.
Well, let's go on to this fascinating story about who's training the Hamas and explosives. Again, all you have to do is do what I do and just read the news coming out of Israel and get, well, the phone calls, forget about, and the personal testimonies, forget about. But Hamas is being trained by an explosives expert who was trained in South Carolina. Now, again, on this show, I've spoken about the March 97 deal between Shimon Peres and George Tenet, head of the CIA. Well, at that time, he was head of the CIA's Middle East Division of the Council on Foreign Relations, where they agreed to train PLO, so-called policemen, in the latest in American, including explosives, but really terror. Supposedly they were going to stop terror, and Peres was sending them to America to get the latest equipment and training, in first class night vision, in techniques, in ambushes, in escaping ambushes, the works. The whole lot on how to be a better terrorist. And lo and behold, Hamas is being trained by a South Carolina graduate of Peres and Tenet's terrorism school. America is training Hamas. And by the way, if Peres didn't know that if you train the PLO in up-to-date techniques, that Jews would die by the many thousands, then of course he's insane. He's not insane. He is working for the Europeans. He wanted the Jews to die. It's a complicated story, but the word came out that this week that Hamas is being trained by an American graduate of, well, what can we say, CIA terrorism school.
I think that's really so interesting that the Hamas now has night vision equipment, but of course our border guards on the border protecting our country do not have any night vision equipment, at least according to Jim Gilchrist when we interviewed him a couple of days ago. Our border guards who are supposedly protecting America haven't been issued night vision. Well, that's because we're sending it all over to the Hamas terrorists to use against Israel. None of this makes sense, Barry, if you look at it logically. So there has to be another explanation.
And I've been claiming the Israeli leadership are determined to destroy the country. It was not the Israel they created. They wanted a very different, very secular state. They got a religious state. They got Jews returning to the Torah, Jews returning to the Talmud. This is not what they were intending to do, and they're just simply destroying the state. But let's go on. Why not? Many people wrote me about I gave a list of Israeli prime ministers who were members of the Freemasons, and I put it on my latest article, and people wrote me, a couple anyways, why didn't you mention the...
Hold that. We're out of time, Barry. God bless. We'll talk to you the next week. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927.
you're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry Shamish. And, of course, he feels that the leaders of the Israel are tied into Masonry. Many of them are. He has a list up there on his website at barryshamish.com. He points out that the emblem that you see on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid, capped by the all-seeing eye, the triangle with the capped by the triangle with the all-seeing eye, which hovers above the pyramid, you'll find that on the Supreme Court building in Jerusalem. You'll actually find these emblems all over Israel. There's a strong Masonic or occult background. I don't know that he understands the occult influence that was present as far as formation of Israel, just as that occult influence was here when America was founded. That's why you need to get the DVDs we have, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. That's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Very professionally done, almost 2-hour DVD. And then the sequel to that, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And really then to begin to put this all together, you need, of course, to get my interviews with Constance Cumby. We have a 4-tape or 4-CD set. We have a DVD on the emergence, the plan for the New World Leader, the occult plan for the New World Leader, the New World or New World Religion, and of course the New World Leader, who are all coming and coming very, very soon. That's the DVD called The Emergence. To understand what is going on today, the DVD, The Atlantis Connection, actually it was a talk that Chris Pinto gave, and Chris Pinto had produced The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone, and very important. But here's Chris laying out the background of The Atlantis Connection, the title, because it has always been the plan of the secret societies for thousands of years that the United States would lead the world into democracy, and of course our military and financial power would be used to bring about this new world order, this re-establishment of what was lost Atlantis, but America was to be the new Atlantis. And if you really want to get more information on that, we carry a book. It's not listed in our catalog. It's for research purposes. It's written by a Satanist named Manly P. Hall. But the book, The Secret Destiny of America, is vitally important to understand what's going on, as well as many of the books that we carry in our research division, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, Extraordinary People, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by Wayne Peterson, who along with an enclave of occultists is waiting over in Henderson, Nevada for the return of Maitreya, the Christ. Well, of course, that's not Jesus Christ. That's their Christ, because you see, these people worship a different God. And then, of course, one of the most significant books we have was Manly P. Hall's The Secret Teachings of All Ages. The Secret Teachings of All Ages, which is the culmination of the 200 books he wrote, he tells you the background and explains to you that the occult forces have always been here since the beginning of time, and they have left their identification, left the evidence of their presence in plain sight. Just like on the back of the dollar bill, or on the television screen, you turn on CBS, and what do you see down the right lower quadrant of the television screen? You see an eye there. That eye is an occult symbol. CBS was created by a CIA intelligence agency, and it has always been a front for those people who work behind the scenes to control the reality of the American people. Next time you turn on CBS, look down in the right lower quadrant, see their emblem there. And we could give you, in fact, we have a book on the Masonic and occult symbols by Kathy Burns. You see them every place, but you don't recognize them because nobody tells you. The book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, to understand the emblems, the book, occult, Masonic, and, Freemasonic and occult emblems. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S.